This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has surpassed the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic, according to data from Chinese authorities. This as millions of Chinese prepare to return to work on Monday. Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports.
The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has now surpassed the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003, after China on Sunday announced a new daily record number of deaths. Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home. Among the new deaths on Saturday was an American hospitalized in the central city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. He's the first confirmed non-Chinese victim of the disease, which has spread to 27 countries and regions, according to official reports.
That was Emir McCarthy reporting for Reuters. Ireland began counting votes on Sunday in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist party Sinn Féin, collecting roughly the same percentage of votes as two established parties. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Terrified residents of the Thai city of Nakhon Ratchasima have been reliving their ordeal after a gunman went on a shopping center shooting spree that left 29 people dead. As the gunman rampaged on Saturday afternoon, shoppers barricaded themselves in toilets or hid under tables. The 16-hour spree ended in the shooter's death by Thai security forces. The Prime Minister of Thailand addressed the media on his troops' use of force.
Yesterday, I was worried about the use of force. It has to gradually go from light to heavy use of force, and measures taken has to be appropriate. That is most important because there were a lot of people present.
The shooter, a Thai soldier, appears to have gone off due to a land dispute. A vigil for victims was held on Sunday with monks chanting prayers. Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. Russia annexed the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea in March of 2014. A month later, fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine in a conflict that has killed more than 13,000 people and displaced more than 1 million. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning American governors from across the country of the risks of doing business with China, saying competition with China is happening on a federal, state, and local level and has consequences for U.S. foreign policy and national security. Pompeo delivered a speech Saturday to a National Governors Association meeting in Washington, D.C., telling the governors he knows that they have likely been approached by people from China who want to invest in their states. He said economic ties with China can be mutually beneficial, just like in the first part of the trade deal President Trump signed with China last month. But he warned that China has strategically assessed U.S. vulnerabilities and is seeking to exploit the openness of the American system to gain advantage over the U.S. at all levels. The movie industry's biggest awards ceremony, the Oscars, is coming up. On Sunday, 9 films are in the running for the Academy Awards' biggest prize, Best Film. Insiders say the favorite to win is the World War I film 1917. Other strong contenders are the South Korean social satire Parasite and the sentimental Hollywood favorite Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that was directed by Quentin Tarantino. There'll also be musical performances by Elton John and Billie Eilish. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.